Hello, you've reached Angie Ponsell.
This is Angie.
Hi, Angie. This is Matthew calling. So, Angie, I represent a real estate investment firm called Fusion Growth Partners. This is not a sales call, by the way. We're not vendors. We're not brokers either. So I'm not looking to, like, recruit you or something. I was just doing some research on Zillow, and your name came to my attention. Seems like you're a very good, very strong producing real estate agent now. The reason why I'm calling, Angie, is we are a real estate investment firm, as I said, but instead of investing in, like, real property, we invest significant resources, our resources, into an individual real estate agent's business. Now, as far as we know, we are the only firm doing this, and we're, of course, actively looking for agents and brokers that have a high likelihood of, like, being able to significantly grow their business for us to invest into them. So, as I said, I was, like, on your page on Zillow there, and I saw that on the last 12 months you've done, like, 20 sales with an average price of 800, like, around 800K per sale. Would that be, like, accurate information?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. So, Angie, before I continue, I'm wondering, would you say that you are somebody who is absolutely committed to, like, a significant business growth? Would that describe your situation right now?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome then. So, let me tell you first a little bit about us. We've been in business for, like, over 5 years now, and during these 5 years, we have already invested to, like, 900 individual city agents, business nationwide. So they're all associated with hundreds of different brokers. Even some of them are brokers themselves and dozens of different brands. So we are basically what you would call, like, a business incubator. Are you familiar with the term business incubator?
I'm not.
Gosh, okay. All right. No worries, Angie. So a business incubator is, like, a term that originated out of Silicon Valley and typically refers to, like, a large enterprise that has significant resources that invest in smaller businesses of their choosing, basically to provide those resources to grow the smaller business to a much larger business. Now, we are a business incubator that specifically works with, like, individual state agents and brokers. And when we find someone that basically we want to invest in and we build for them all of the systems and processes necessary, and basically we provide them a small army of trained professionals. We execute just about every system that's been proven to, like, generate the best results, and of course on top of that we also, like, cash flow this whole process. We invest a ton of our resources up front at our expense directly into those individual real estate agents or brokers, and the kicker is that we get paid out of the future profits, right? So we help create and manage. Now, how big would you say, Angie, that you see, like, your business growing into the next 4 to 5 years? Like, do you have projections on productions or even, like, units sold?
You know, I am in the process of doing that because I also do commercial. If you want to send me something, I can look over your business plan and see what you're offering. It's easier for me to do that.
Gotcha.
And kind of do my own homework.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Now, Angie, actually, we're not, like, actually fit to everyone we need to talk to, and I just want to explain to you that we're actually not interested in, like, most of agents we meet with. So we are a good fit for those who basically were looking in to invest, show similar characteristics from the agents that we already have invested in and already, like, shown proven results. So first, that would be ambition, and this is why basically I wanted to even ask you this, but this is a crucial one for our business to succeed as well, because we only receive our returns after we help you grow your business. So if you don't basically have ambition to grow it, it wouldn't make as much sense basically if we're willing to invest our time, energy, and money towards achieving, like, this result. Now, you should be focused on long game and be resilient, because, you know, this is a tough market and you need to be resilient, believe in yourself. So if you're totally, like, 100% committed to providing a great service to your clients and, of course, provide a high level of value to everyone. Now, when we get these type of agents, we know basically that we could really accomplish some significant growth for them and for us. Now, basically what happens is, after I basically explain to you this information, what happens if we find somebody that fits this profile, we set up a time for you to meet one of our top level executives. It's going to be like a face-to-face Zoom meeting, and we need you to log in a computer with a camera and basically for them to show you, like, this whole shtick. Are you familiar with Zoom?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, so we need you to log into a computer with a camera so we can share our screen and show you our business plan. So basically what we consider this is like a joint interview where you get to interview us, and of course, while we interview you as well. Now, we'll have like a short discussion about the business philosophies, methodologies that we could use, because we want to see if we're aligned and basically see business in the same way. Now, this first part would take like only 15 minutes of your time, just so we see where we stand at. And of course, basically we show you our business plan and even show you how your business would look like after our upfront investment. And that basically, once we get to details, if that first 15 minutes is done and we see that we are aligned, then of course we can go to like a great detail, deal of details, and show you exactly how this would look like. Does that structure of appointments would work for you?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So do you have like a time for later today we could do that?
No, I'm headed out of town. It'll have to be next week.
Next week. Okay. What about like first thing on Monday? We could do like from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. What time is best for you?
Hold on. Let me look at my calendar.
Yep, sure. Take your time.
I can do 10.
10 in the morning on Monday. Okay, sure thing. And Angie, I would really need to confirm that you're going to be able to attend this so I can like reserve the time, because I have to like negotiate with one of my executives there for them to like move things around and fit you. So you can confirm that you'll be there at 10 a.m., right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, as I mentioned, these meetings take like around 1 hour. Of course, if we pass the 15-minute phase, first phase that I mentioned, but sometimes we will get really engaged and they have like a lot of questions, so they need a bit more time. So because of this, I'm going to set like 90 minutes from the executive time aside for you, just in case you have like more questions. And of course, if you like it, of course, we can go into great detail about it, but it usually takes like around 1 hour. And again, in the first 15 minutes, if you're not fit, we can just part ways as friends. And if we are on the same page, we continue for like another hour and 15 minutes. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have like any further question before I get you off the phone?
I don't.
Okay. That's not a problem, Angie. And could I have like an email so I can send you the invite on the calendar?
Yeah. AngiePoncel@kw.com.
Angie Poncel, just like your name, at?
Yep.
And then what was the last part?
At kw.com.
Gotcha, okay. And this is like the email that's connected to your calendar, right? So because when I send the email, it pops up on your calendar automatically.
Yep.
Okay, so right after I send you this email and the calendar, I'll send you a text basically just for confirmation. So is this like the best number that I should do that? 404-226-20?
The only number.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, and then I appreciate that, and we'll be in touch on next Monday at 10 a.m., okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good one.